Good night, everyone, and welcome to episode 9 of the FPL Vibes podcast, brought to you by SoccerWarriors.net. So tonight I'm joined in the studio as usual with 2 Cents. What vibes, 2 Cents?
Everything cool, my boy. Good night, everybody.
Night, night. And also special guest tonight again, returning to the program, Firebrand. What vibes, Fire?
Yes, man. Good night. It's always good to be in the house.
All right, good to have you back, you know, for your valued expert opinions as always, you know, but, you know, we want to know what's going on with your side. What is the update with that?
You mean my side for probably the next 2 years that I bring in after my hiatus? That what you're talking about?
I thought the hiatus is a year, though.
Well, that's yet to be determined. I don't really want to say too much right now. We'll see how things go at the end of the season. And,
I all for my friend sleeping in a bed and not on the couch. You do whatever you gotta do, the boss.
I hear you.
I mean, we could use the competition, you know. It things tight, you know. I mean, you've been watching the league table, and you know.
Yeah, man. Yeah, if it's one thing I seen all making some moves and you know, I seen a couple obstacles too. You know, for my boy Dari. I guess we'll delve into that
a little more. I had a bad week. No hiding from that.
Oh, you're saying looking there, Dari.
Well, it wasn't a healthy week, and I mean the worst part is I didn't know what was going on. I was in Barbados this week here, so I didn't really have access to the games and things like that. I caught the, what was the first game of the week? That was Newcastle-Chelsea?
Yeah, I
caught that game online, and after that I was kind of out of the loop, didn't really know what was going on. So, like, I mean, I didn't really know how bad things was. I also didn't know everybody, Captain Van Persie, while I am Captain Adebayo, you know, so I was coming home, I was in the airport Sunday, coming home to, like, check my scores, because I didn't know the scores of the games on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? I meet Richie Spice in the airport, take a little picture with him.
Oh, for real? All right.
So I think Sunday, nice. Let me go home now. You know, I meet Richie Spice. Let me log in and see how things went. And I was like, wow.
I take that Adebayo cap against Van Persie record for me last week, but I wasn't brave enough to do that twice. But I say Van Persie rest whole week. And the sun coming out. Rearing. I see let me push my luck, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean,
Dari, 2 cents. What's your logic between your logic for choosing Adebayo as captain?
Well, yes. First, it was just the fact that it was a home game, and then you know, like usually I would like talk to a couple of my brethren, like Friday night we go reason on the phone or whatever. I didn't have that option this week, so I just went with my own vibes. I didn't really have internet Friday night to make any late changes, so I already knew when I because I had a chance to be on the internet Friday morning, so I knew whoever I did Friday morning would be final. And I just leave it with Adebayo. I mean, I know they saw like those polls online and I saw most people going with Van Persie captain, but at the time, I was like Adebayo, and then for the rest of the day, Friday, while I was in Barbados, wasn't really thinking about the fantasy at that time. As I say, I watched the first game Sunday, and I was like, all right, Chelsea do our thing, Sturridge, give me some points, we can start nice. And as I say, just I didn't think about it until I was coming home. I'm Richie Spy, Shabba in the airport, take pictures, coming back. And it was just so honest, man. I reached home and it was just so honest.
Yeah, boy, as you're talking about that talking to partners thing when you're picking your side, boy, I'd give all of this one too. I mean, this week, I didn't do too bad this week. I mean, I kind of keep it where I was, but I telling all the word is born. I had Yakubu, he set to switch your Bentner. I had my finger on the confirm button. And under just talking to about a partner and saying I want you to bring by in this coming week here, I was like, let me in bother with that move. And I went for Pedersen instead. And I just sit down Saturday morning watching this man score 4 goals, boy. That hurt, man. That one hurt, man.
I mean, I know people that happened to before, you know what I'm saying? It's sour, but what are you going to do, man? The main thing this I feel when stuff like that happens, at least a lot of other, nobody else really had Yakubu. So, I mean,
yeah,
you would have moved up even higher, but at least nobody didn't really get an advantage on it. So.
Yeah.
That was a nice piece of play you did the week before there, Omar, with Captain Adebayo.
Yeah, well, I actually do that. I wake up in the morning and I was saying, I know they had Carling Cup against Man City, and I was wondering if they might not try Van Persie for a run in that. So I was saying, well, maybe he might bench. And I say too, like I was telling 2 cents, at like roulette, you know, Van Persie scoring 2 goals week after week after week. He had to get a dry week sometime, you know. So I kind of take a chance of that it work out, but I was real sweating on it.
Yeah. The thing for me is having a bad week is a lot of people had a great week, so it pushed me down the table a little bit. But I was watching the standings, especially like the Andre Samuel league, and as long as I'm not like 100 points behind 10th place, I still have a hope at top 10 no matter what. I'm still confident, so I go in for it.
Yeah, I mean, I realize it tight because that one move is be good too when you catch people who have a bad cap week, like everybody running on one cap, and you kind of go outside the box. That's how you can make some moves. But that one move I do, and I reach up to 21, and I was real surprised because my goal was by Christmas to be at least top 30 and then try and push next year. So it was like, I didn't know I could have made that kind of jump with that one move, you know? So the table tight.
Now, where you are right now?
I number 21 right now.
All right.
Too bad. So I mean, in terms of the league and in terms of the latest going on, I think the big news right now is we had the first sacking of the season with Steve Bruce getting fired, and Sunderland hiring Martin O'Neill as the new coach. So first up, I mean, fire. How you think that will affect Sunderland? You think they would in terms of the league play and in fantasy terms?
Well, you know what I think. It's an opportune time for Sunderland to improve from, you know, that horrific spell that they have in right now. I think getting a new coach, especially a coach like O'Neill, right? He's a pretty reputable coach who, you know, under Aston Villa and you know, Celtic, you know, he could get the results, and he's a great motivator. And, you know, I think that there will be a change. And I think, you know, the players will be behind him. You know, he's the type of coach that I think, you know, the players will play hard for. So I expect to see some positive results, you know, with this game here, especially against Blackburn. You know, regardless of yeah. Fortune of scoring 4 goals. I think he may score, but you know, I think Sunderland will be a different team.
Alright, what are you seeing from that one, 2 cents?
I don't think my analysis as in depth as Firebrand. I just think like he's a great coach, and I'm waiting to see like especially what they do in the transfer market. And I think he'll definitely get Sunderland up the table. In terms of fantasy, him coming in not really affecting me too much. Sunderland, and for the most, I might look for a defender for some clean sheets. Maybe Sessegnon look good, but they don't really have much men I would say that I want in my team, regardless of who is the coach. I mean, Mourinho could be the coach. I still wouldn't want too many Sunderland men in my team.
Yeah,
like, they don't really have them kind of men who I will count on every week, week in, week out. So I don't think fantasy-wise it's going to excite me too much, but... In real terms, I think he'll definitely get him up the table. And more than the second of Bruce, like, I'm really surprised that Blackburn coach Keane hasn't been fired. Like, they really sticking with him for whatever reason. I'm watching the coach at Wolves.
I'll miss you, you know, with him and his track.
Yeah, I'm watching the coach at Wolves as well, and McCarthy, and you know what I'm saying? Like, that's another one. I'm watching the coach at Wigan. All those teams down there on the bottom, like, some of them are surprised the coach still there. The only one I'm not surprised is the coach at Bolton, Coyle, because I really like him.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping Bolton could turn it around. So.
Right. Well, in terms of Bruce, I was never really a big fan of Bruce, to be honest. I think he's a coach that could just... He got to keep aside in the league, you know, to get the best out of average players and, you know, just line up and you know, just kind of week in, week out. But I really wasn't a fan. That is one thing. His teams, he kind of like McLeish in a sense, in that his team is never, you never see them score more than one or two goals a game, you know. And if you look at his strikers he had at Sunderland, he had Bent, he had Gyan, he had Kenwyn Jones. And he wasn't, I mean, all of them move on, all of them, you know, probably weren't happy playing there. And at some point, you kind of had to point the finger at the manager, you know, to see where it is, why he can't get the best out of good strikers like that, you know. In terms of fantasy, one thing I realized over the seasons is that a new coach, most times, regardless who it is, unless it's like if they're doing back poorly and they get replaced, teams just get a little bump, you know. For a little 2-3 games, you see they catch a little length, you know, just a fresh face inside, people playing for the pick, you know, everybody kind of have a new chance at it, and you know. So I looking for Sunderland, at least the defense to tighten up, and maybe for a couple of games, there were some decent fixtures, but a couple of games to do something, you know. I said in terms of the managers, and looking ahead to the upcoming week, I mean, when you look at the fixtures, 2 cents. What teams you feel should be looking at, you know, going forward?
Well, definitely Man U. I mean, as I said, I discussed this I think last week already. It's just problem with Man U is who to really buy. Like even for me, this past week I had Phil Jones on the bench. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are Rooney. He had to decide if to go with Nani. I think some people still have Ashley Young. If to go with Vidic, you know, Evra, like, you might take a gamble on somebody like Smalling a little cheaper, but he might bench a game. So, I mean, it's just a matter of who to buy on Man U. And the other regulars, you know, like, people that we talk about, I think Liverpool has some good games. I know Blackburn has some good games, even though they are bottom team. I mean, I guess plenty of people jump on the Yakubu bandwagon this week, obviously. I don't know what, like, if his price went up already or anything like that. But
he went up at 0.1.
Yes.
But in terms of, our next thing that kind of cropping up is injuries too.
Yeah. Well, I was not going to say something too because Newcastle has some good fixtures and, like, they're two other defenders out. I know Taylor, I believe, out for the season. I think it's an Achilles. Colochini out. Like, you just had to watch who teams go and bring in to replace them and whether you should jump on those men or if the results will change with the new men coming in, because I know, like, Newcastle have that guy, Pertu, came on for Colochini, but you don't know if he's coming in and they will still keep clean sheets because you could get a cheap bargain. I mean, Van der Vaart was out and Defoe started to score. Chicharito out. Welbeck might come back in. I mean, we'll find out when Man U play in the Champions League. So the injuries has definitely caused some changes and shifts. And it's just a matter if you jump on it at the right time, you know?
I kind of think that's what happened with Swansea this weekend too. Eh? They lost Rangel. Right now, but when I saw that, I say, you know what, I think that bigger than people think, you know. I mean, that defense is playing well, but when I see the guy, some no name guy, they're bringing in to replace him, and I know how important he is in that team, I say, Swansea will see some pressure with that.
Definitely. One more thing I want to add in real quick about injuries. It was really interesting to me because I mean, I didn't really see much of the games live this week, but I had them tape and I watch most of the games now. Something that will be really interesting to look forward to this week, might even play a part in my captaincy thinking, was the fact that when Chicharito was off, Nani play a little higher up now because they had Valencia and Young on the wings and Nani was the one they push up, because I was always thinking would have been Young they would push up, because Young accustomed playing behind the striker, but it was Nani playing more centrally. So that's like really interesting, the fact that if he higher up the field he could really do some damage, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Man, so looking ahead to the games this week and just running down, you know, at the fixtures, I believe this is game week, was it 15?
Yeah, 15.
All right, so let you go through the captain picks. I mean, starting with you, Fire, who you like for captain this week?
Well, 2 cents just touch on this, but Nani, right now, I think, you know, if you play, you know, a more central role, you know, he do some damage against Wolves. So I'll go with him.
Alright. So what about you, 2 cents?
Well, this is with an asterisk next to it, but Suarez would be a good captain pick for me. He definitely do. Like, that is somebody who super,
right.
Like, he be on due right now. Like, I think he do a Yakubu for goals game soon. But this is, you know, asterisk, because we don't know what's going to happen with the whole, you know, him getting in trouble again, middle finger and all of that. I don't even want to really talk about that. So.
And this is what I wanted to add. In the event that Suarez gets banned, you know, I think Kout will be a good pick as captain. You know, I think he's a good, you know, man to have up there. He's been proven to score goals. It's just that, you know, he hasn't been getting the kind of playing time coming off the bench and stuff. But, you know, if you look at his history, you know, he could score. You know, he's motivated, he could score. And once he gets the time.
And he's a midfielder who in that situation will be playing forward too. So there's always a good look. But for me, I captain pick this week. I like other picks too, but I mean, I don't think we could talk captain without talking Van Persie. You know, enough said. The man just is a machine right now, you know. So when in doubt, you know, Van Persie is the man. So in terms of a cheap pick for the week, 2 cents, who you like for this week?
Right, I will go for the high end of the cheap picks, which is Bar. At 6.9. I don't think much needs to be said about this guy. He's on 9 goals right now. You know, he's scoring against any team, Man U, Man City. Well, he's getting points too, scoring and getting assists. And I think against a leaky Norwich, do some serious damage.
2 cents.
I would say long from West Brom. Very cheap pick, and he scored one this past weekend, and he looking good. He sure of a start. He take over Odem Wingi as the top striker on the team, so I would say long.
All right, well, for me, I would say Morrison from Norwich, the forward. Just because what we talk about with Newcastle defense, Taylor out for the season, Colacini out for the season. I think the strength in their defense was that he was playing the same defense week after week, and they get to kind of know each other, but now that I get mashups, and I think Puch coming in, and I don't know.
Colacini not out for this season though, but go ahead.
I think out for a month or something, right?
Yeah.
Not that long though. I think it's probably a week or two.
Oh, okay. Well, just for this picture, he out. So I didn't even think they know who went and fill in at that spot, and it could kind of disrupt them. So I think Morrison is a good look to take advantage of that. But in terms of clean sheets, who are you like for clean sheets this week?
I'd go
Liverpool.
Liverpool with QPR.
Yeah. Although you had to be aware of like Helgerson in form lately, but I'll back Liverpool in that game.
Yeah, well, I go in with the obvious Manu. Manu Wolves.
Alright, well, I will go with Sunderland. I mean, we talked about all that before. You know, the new manager coming in, first game home. You know, I'm looking to see a reaction to that. And what games jumping out at you for goals this week? You start with 2 cents.
I would have to say the West Brom Wigan. I mean, I just said I'm looking for long to do something, but Wigan have a couple goals in them too. West Brom have some goals in them, so I mean, that's like a bottom of the table battle, but I see like a 2-2 in that game, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, you know, I think Man U will let loose on the Wolves, man. I think we could see some goals from Nani, Rooney, you know. And, you know, I think because they've been pretty much scoring, you know, 1-0, 1-0. But I think a big game due, and this could be it.
But that's given the progress in the Champions League tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
That's how you feel about that?
I mean, a little wary, because right now with Chicharito out, Berbatov out, you know, Sir Alex wouldn't be able to really rotate as much to have men fresh for the game. So I'm not too sure how fresh men will be, especially the game against Ball could be a tense game, and I don't know if they're gonna break it open early, but that could be a tense game. So it depends how that goes, things might be different at the weekend. We don't know if, like, I would assume he'll play Nani against ball, so you never know if he might bring in Valencia for the World's game or something. So Alex, he could always throw something in that. He might get Parker game. So for me, as I said, the main worried man is who's going to play. The only men sure might be like Rooney, might be sure to play, and Vidic, and I'm not too sure who else.
Well, I look at the Norwich Newcastle game for goals for the same reason. I mean, you know, Norwich just have a way, there's get goals, but there's league goals. And I mean, Newcastle, that should be a game that will be score a couple in two. So, I think that's pretty much it for the game week wrap up.
One more thing about the game week, because we ain't talk about the big game this game week, which is Chelsea Man City. So, I definitely think you should say something about that game at least.
Well, I'm real positive about that game, especially seeing that performance today at home to Valencia. I really feel like Chelsea turned the corner based on what I've seen. I mean, men starting to know their role. I've seen real intent, real purpose, which is something I wasn't seeing before. And I think, you know, Man City, both of them have midweek Champions League games, but Man City, they have a tough one against Bayern, and they're not sure to progress from the Champions League, so that could be something that could affect them. So that, I think, would be a real close game. I actually have Chelsea down to edge it, but that might be my bias, but that's what I'm looking at.
I mean, that game have plenty battles, like the two front trees with like Drogba, Sturridge, Mata, and then you will have Silva, maybe Aguero, Dzeko, and then like you don't know if Mancini gonna be brave and play two in midfield like he been doing lately against Chelsea, three, or if he gonna put extra man in midfield. So you might see Toure, maybe Barry and Milner or some against, well, Lampard had rest, so I assume Lampard sure to play. Could be like a Lampard and Ramirez and Romelu, because Obi Mikel just gone to the dogs right now. And so it's really interesting to me, the matchups especially then.
Because
like somebody like Yaya against somebody young like Romelu, he will dominate that. And Silva on the wings, it's going to be a real interest. I'm looking forward to this game, and I'm actually hoping for a draw, but you know, a draw is a good result for me, and hope Man U win.
What do you feel for a high scoring draw, a low scoring draw, a win? What?
I think there'll be a lot of fatigue, you know, from Champions League, and you know, both sides would be sort of wary of each other, and I don't think they will go all out to try to score a lot of goals. I think they're gonna try to keep it conservative and try to squeeze out a one goal. It might be a 1-1. I seen it as a 1-1.
But we didn't even talk about Drogba performance today. The man looked like his old self there in that Champions League game today. Something to pay attention to.
Yeah, the only thing that's in my about this game, I wouldn't be able to see it live, so I had to tape it and, you know, watch it when I get home. But that's
Sunday, right?
No, that's Monday.
Monday.
Oh, it's Monday. Alright.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to get it live, but I'll tape it and, you know, see what's going.
Cool, man. Well, I think that is it there, unless, you know, anybody have anything else they want to add?
Yeah, just want to say, you know, you guys, you know, doing a great job here, and you know, look out for the Warrior Call podcast. Next week, we'll have a special guest, Sean Fuentes and Keith LeCloy. So something good to look forward to as we discuss, you know, the current state of Trinidad and Tobago football, and where we go from here. You know,
my comment would just be that I think we have a great discussion going on here on this podcast, but just for men to, I guess, take it to the next step and bring the discussion onto the forum on SoccerWarriors.net, and, you know, like, maybe want to get other men views and perspective on the fantasy. So I think the people could just, you know, be a little more forthcoming and bring out their ideas, you know, what they do, and, you know, even if they want to come on the podcast just to hear what people have to say, you know, because a lot of people like hitting more on the BBM or on the text, but people should also come out on the forum and give their views.
Right, the forum needs to be more interactive. So yeah, so your opinion, you know, your views are valued. So, you know, come true.
Yeah, man. www.soccerwarriors.net. So yeah, guys. I mean, thanks as always, Fire, for blessing us up.
Yeah, man. You know? My pleasure.
And we we go on again. Let me see where it go.
Alright, good luck this week, everybody.
Alright, good luck and good night, fellas.
Alright, good night.